A new day. The events of last week continue to reverberate throughout national consciousness. The unprovoked killings by cops in the streets of America's Midwest and the subsequent killings of cops in Texas show us that a new stage has been reached in America's longest internal war, and that no one knows how it will end. The problem of police violence, of course, isn't new. When Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led anti-segregation protests in Selma, Alabama, in the 1960s, cops didn't assist protesters. They beat them savagely for violating the unjust laws of white supremacy. They beat men and women indiscriminately to protect white privilege. The Edmund Pettus Bridge became slick with black blood. Today, they kill with utter impunity black men, women, and children like Mike Brown, Rakia Boyd, Tamir Rice, Eric Gardner, and nothing happens. Secret grand juries and not-so-secret judges repeatedly rule justified homicide, and killer cops get promotions, good job, and nothing. Today, media, politicians, and police call Micah Xavier Johnson a madman, deranged, according to one prominent politician. But if he is mad, what made him so? Was he mad when he went to kill Afghanistanis on behalf of the empire? Perhaps they trained him too well. Oppression maddens people. It drives them mad. It turns calm brains into mad minds, consumed with anger, rage, and resentments. The media, ministers, and politicians will call him names, but he is beyond your curses now. His life was a curse already, to be born a nigger in America. That's curse enough. In 1951, the great poet Langston Hughes, in his poem Harlem, wrote, "What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? Or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat? Or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load. Or does it explode?" From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.